right, let's go to some tech news now, and we've got Morris Misolowski on the line. Morris, how are you?
I'm excellent, thanks.
Great. Now, announcement of Google Wave. Now,
yes.
I've heard about Google Wave. Adeline, do you know what Google Wave is?
I have heard about it, a one-stop shop, sort of, for all your tech movements, or sort of a thing where you don't have to go to Google and Hotmail and Gmail and Yahoo. You can just go to one place.
Oh, it's a sort of a thing like that. It's really...
well done, Eddie.
Please explain.
So, first of all, it's not the Mexican wave. Now, so Google announced this last week, and it's got a lot of buzz in the industry. What it is, you're absolutely right, Adeline, what it is it amalgamates lots of different things that we do now, which are in the forms of communication. So it takes our emails, it takes our IM chats, it takes all of those things, the Twitters, and puts them into one space. But more than that, because there's lots of products around that do that now. What this product does, and this is Google speak, they're talking about it revolutionising the way that we communicate online. And it's a difficult concept to get around, and the other thing also is that it can't be shown because it doesn't go live till the end of the year. But what they're talking about, and the reason they chose it, the name Wave, is because you get into the wave and you start surfing on it. So unlike an email now where it's static and you type it, and then you press send at the end and you sit there and you wait, you'll now type this email to a person that is on the left-hand side, so it's in your contact side, you'll see a picture of them, you'll click on that picture, the screen will open up, you'll start typing straight away. If that person is live on air at the moment, then they will see what you're typing if you want immediately. As you're typing. Now, you can turn that off and you can go into draft mode, so you don't have to have that. But the whole notion is that they'll be able to see it live as you're typing, and they'll be able to jump in at any point.
But that does away with the whole thing. If you're writing an email to someone and you're not being very judicious about what you're writing, and you go, no, I won't call him Big Nose, I'll just say, you know, hello, Peter, or something, and then you cancel that, you think better of what you write. That can be quite dangerous, couldn't it, to be seeing what you're writing?
I absolutely agree, and certainly my habit is not to press send. I mean, I don't even put the person's address in until I'm absolutely certain it's what I want to say, just to make sure I don't do that. But again, there's a whole lot of population now that are very used to using Twitter and IM, where they just write their thoughts. It's just really a stream of subconscious almost. And for that population, that side of it will work. But again, they've got the draft mode, so we'll be able to turn it off and not have that incident if we choose not to. But it goes beyond that too. With drag and drop now, you'll be able to put anything into that wave, literally. So you'll be able to put audio into it, you'll be able to put pictures into it, you'll be able to put movies into it, and people will be able to see it the instant you drop it into the wave. They'll be able to make comment on it, they'll be able to tag it. Other people will be able to enter the conversation if you want them to. So if we started off a chat between the three of us and then wanted to bring other people in, the listeners, they could actually enter that conversation there and then and be part of the wave. And they
kind of all happens in Facebook now, doesn't it?
But again, it goes beyond that, because Facebook is fairly static in the way, you know, again, you type it in and you wait for the person to respond. What they're talking about here is really that collective mass talking en masse to each other if they want. And it's the features of where we're moving forward, they claim. It has good credentials. It comes out of Google and was also developed by the people that developed Google Maps. So the application...
Google 3 years ago were going pretty crazy, weren't they? They were doing things like you could do your spreadsheets, you could do your documents and all store it on Google. So it was all online.
Yep.
And we don't see it in 3 years. I mean, Google Maps have been terrific, but... In 3 years, we haven't seen that sort of exponential pickup in ideas in Google. It's like they've had a settling period almost.
They have. They've done lots of little apps around. So they've made lots of adjustments to the search engine and brought out all kinds of little touches to it. What they're saying is that behind the scenes they've been working on this kind of stuff and they're looking for the next big iteration. So time will tell. As I said, it doesn't come out till the end of the year for us mere mortals. We'll have to wait for them to see. But if it does what they say, it's going to be interesting.
I see a health issue here. If you're going to have live, as people are typing in, conversations going on all over the place on your screen, you could become cross-eyed at the end of the day.
you could. I mean, they've mapped out the screen in three sections at least. So maybe some of that will be overcome, but you're absolutely right. And of course,
not to mention eat a Panadol.
So you'll actually see, as you're writing, somebody responding to what you're writing as you're writing it on the left-hand side.
If you choose that, it's actually in the middle panel, they're saying, but if you choose to work that way, absolutely. And what they'll be able to do, of course, is to tag things. So they'll be able to pick up a part of that conversation. So if you're in a big wave with lots of people there, I could pull out a name and I could just type immediately to you. I could send you a map, I could send you anything in that wave. The other interesting things, and this is why they announced it 6 months in advance of it coming to market, is that they've gone out to the world, like Facebook, like Twitter, and like all the other big engines are doing now, and said, look guys, this is what we're doing, this is the way that you can be involved, and we want you to build the apps for it. So we want you to go away and think about how you can integrate this new idea with whatever you want to come up with. And that's where the joy is going to come. If the community decides that this is an app that they want to write for, then it will grow. If it doesn't, it's going to fall over. But some of the apps already, which are really interesting, is they've already got an app which translates in real time into a myriad of other languages. So I could be typing in English and it automatically is translating it into French.
But you know what? There's something better than that. It's on Facebook. That if you go down the bottom of your Facebook page, you choose a language. One of your languages is pirate. Mahadi. And everything is translated into pirate speak. It is fantastic. Try it. Go
wonderful.
Right down the very bottom of the page. It is hilarious. And, you know, someone has sent you a yo. You know, there's all of that. It is, and they translate what they say into pirate speak as well. Exactly.
You got all of that. Someone obviously had too much time on their hands.
Yeah, I know, including me.
No.
By the time I've translated it back from pirate into English, it's...
Did it make sense?
Well, it did. It did. Well, I mean, translate myself as I read it, going, shiver me timbers.
I love that. When you translate something into another language and then you translate it back into English, it in fact sounds nothing like what you wanted to say.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
very clever. But I've got to say, I mean, it's done extremely well. And so try it out. Very bottom of the page, I think the language button is about the lowest point on the whole thing. So try it out.
I certainly will. So if you want to have a look at that, that's on YouTube. You can certainly go have a look. There's an hour and a half lecture on it if you're that desperate.
Oh, talking about someone's got too much time in their hand. All right, let's move on to some of the other things that are happening in tech news before we do let you go this morning, Morris. And a US inquiry into hiring at high-tech companies. Now,
yes.
This is, we're talking about something that's not very ethereal at all, but something that's very basic.
Absolutely, and this seems to have gone under the radar for a while. It's only been around for a couple of days as a story. But the Justice Department, the US Justice Department, has served some writs on some really big companies like Google, Yahoo, Apple, Microsoft, Intel, so some names we might have heard of before, and said to them, look, we don't think your hiring practices are all that good. What they're claiming is an antitrust situation where they claim that these companies have got together and agreed not to hire each other's staff. Because in the old days, the big thing was poaching staff. So you'd literally go down the road, literally walk down the road, you know, find the person you wanted and just give them a bit more money. And there was a whole lot of fights going on for a very long time. Microsoft spent literally millions of dollars in court fighting these kinds of things.
You can understand why they might get together and just make that thing look, okay, we're not going to poach your people, you don't poach our people, it'll send wages up and it's, you know, it's a bit rude anyway. You can understand their logic.
Well, you can, but again, it's antitrust, because as an employee, that means all of a sudden your choices are very limited. You really can't start moving around, you can't progress your career all that well because another company's not going to take you because they know where you came from. And as you said rightly, I really don't have as much bargaining power to negotiate my rates of pay.
Yeah.
Unless you actually have to quit your job before you apply to the other side.
Yeah, and you would need to prove also that you did quit it. You know, there's all this thing about being able to quit and having a period of time before you can go and work for the other company they're claiming. So that's going to play itself out in the US courts over the next couple of months.
And the other side of that would be too, the people who do leave have intellectual property with them from the company that they've left. Mm. So again, the companies could say, we don't want to be sharing around our information to other companies.
Yes, and that was what they were fearful of. And Microsoft certainly was. Microsoft had that biggest issue because they had somebody who was fairly high up, and that person then went across camps and moved to Google. And they were not happy Vegemites. They spent many years in court fighting that.
Well, except, you know, what are you going to take from Microsoft?
It wasn't so much
Windows,
what they took, but it was what they didn't want. So they didn't want this guy to be able to work in the same sphere that he was working in for them. And at the end of the court case, the judgment came down that this person could work for Google, but not directly in what he was doing before for a period of 3 years.
Yeah, I
so there was this nonsense.
It would be would be more valuable going the other way. I think Google has more to offer Microsoft than the other way around.
I do too. And what's interesting, I mean, the tail end of that is really more political. And when Obama came in, part of his conversation was that he was really against that. He was really against antitrust. That he wanted to make sure that everything was above board and rigidij. So, you know, there's this conspiracy theory that not Obama directly, but that his people are pushing this fairly heavily.
Yeah. Maurice Misalaska, we'll have to leave it there. It's been terrific speaking to you and being our Mr. Tech this week. We'll talk to you again in the next few weeks.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right.
You too.
See you, Maurice.
Right.
And speaking to us from Brisbane.